It's 11:06, 720 WGN, the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty Vasquez on vacation, and I am so happy to have in our studio a dear friend, Jenny Rockus. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know you had to work all day, so thank you for, you know, coming in and playing some songs for us.
No problem. We're used to staying up all hours, so
Now, how do you do that? So you have your day job, of course, and then you have different gigs at night, so do you ever sleep?
I try to once in a while at work, usually.
Right, exactly. Here, scooch in just a little bit. There you go. I know you have your guitar on there. Let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, you know, you've been around the Chicago music scene for a long time now. By the way, to make you feel old, just like me, we were just talking about Atari. And remember Atari,
yeah.
And television?
First video
and
game.
Young Michael here and young Domity in our newsroom were quite not sure what that was. So. It's okay.
That was a thing back in the day.
Right.
You know, one ball hitting a stick against a wall.
That was Pong.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we were super cool when I was in junior high, almost going into high school. We had Atari, and then my dad brought home Intellivision.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball. I like that.
Remember the baseball? And then the horse racing, and you can go like, you can like whip the little horse. And God, just what made us happy back then. But you were influenced by 70s and 80s rock,
big
weren't
time,
you?
Oh, yeah. Growing up in the 70s, my uncle taught me how to play the drums, and we listened to all the 70s rock. My mom and dad were big into music and Motown, and my mom was always playing Gladys Knight and all the good stuff. So,
were you self-taught? Did you teach yourself how to play instruments?
You know, for guitar, pretty much. I learned some chords from the guys in my old band, Johnny Justice and the Southside Railroad. They were a big help with me getting started on guitar. So I was the drummer in the band, but started playing guitar probably about 20 years ago or so. They were a big help with helping me learn, and I just kind of picked it up and taught myself the chords. And
I think that's so cool.
Here we are.
You have a neat story. At seven, you wanted to play. You knew from a pretty young age you wanted to play drums.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And what happened when you were seven? How'd you make a drum set?
I made a drum set out of pie tins and TV tray racks, and taped them together, and then used the hanger cardboard rods for drumsticks.
And how'd that go over with the family?
They thought it was pretty clever, but decided to buy me a Mickey Mouse drum set after that.
So what, you're like 7, 8 years old at the time?
Yeah, I got the Mickey Mouse drum set for Christmas, and it was the best Christmas gift ever, next to the case of Doritos that I got a couple years later.
But that's awesome,
another
right?
story.
So what happened when you were, did you try and join band then, you know, in junior high and high school?
You know, high school, I played with a couple guys in my class. We called ourselves Defiance, Ray Gerke, John Split. It was a lot of fun. It was a good experience. And then just started doing things on my own in my early 20s. Played in a band called Bumpin' Fuzz.
Okay.
And then Johnny Justice and Southside Railroad was for a long time. We were together for about 12 years.
Okay. Now, did you join the band or did you guys all come?
Okay. They were all state's attorneys, and we called ourselves the All Law Band. I met the guys in court from going to court, and we just started talking music, got together, and hit it off. We clicked and been playing ever since. We just did a fundraiser Sunday for a state attorney who has cancer. So raised a lot of money for her. So
you have a lot of gigs throughout the summer. I mean, summertime obviously is a busy time for you performing, right?
Yeah, just try to make it work with the busy schedule at work.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
been lucky so far.
And you're in you write your own music, but yet you're in how many bands now?
I'm in two right now. Jenny Rockus is my original music. And the Priscillas, we play classic rock.
Yeah, very well-known Chicago band.
Thank you. We play classic rock and throw in some originals as well. Paula Maar, Angela Fett, Kimmy Hayes, and myself. And we have a good time. We have a gig coming up Thursday playing with the Bandits Softball Championship.
In Rosemont. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and Taste of Polonia, August 31st.
Very cool. Yeah. You got it all lined up.
Yeah.
So you're going to play something for us,
sure.
too, and then we're going to talk about your inspirations and a little bit more about writing songs and who you like to go see, too, locally.
Okay,
all right, this is Jenny Rockus. Take it away.
This song is called Why Do I Wait, and it's about waiting around for the wrong person. Well, I'm so tired, expired, ripped up, ragged, wicked, and wild. I feel like giving up. Giving up on this love, I snap out of this funk I've been projecting. Why do I wait here for you? Guess it's just what I'm used to. I'm aching, you're making me blue. Don't leave me hanging like a fool. You're a slight hint, causing me to wear out all my fingerprints. So we be widespread all over my bed. While I got satisfied, my lips turn to lead. Now I get gray hairs, blank stares, a flower that you picked for me, but who the hell cares? You've been retreating, your lack of heating forced me to indulge in overeating. Why? I'm gonna swig some grain to kill the pain. You're inhumane, twisting my brain. Oh, it'd be such a shame to stay in this thing. So I'm gonna break these chains that bear your name so I can live again. Well, I'm so tired, expired, ripped up, ragged, wicked and wild. So now I'm giving up on this love. I tried to fill you up, but it was never enough. I'm gonna let go, letting you know. Gonna tell my mama I don't see you no more. I've been reflecting, she been directing me to throw out all your junk I've been collecting. Why did I wait here for you? It's just what I was used to. Mistaken, I'm breaking the blues. You won't leave me hanging like a fool.
Woo! Jenny Rockets. I know you don't have your headphones on, but you're getting the rousing ovation from the crowd. The crowd going wild. Thanks. You are fantastic. All right, so I wrote down Lucinda Williams, yeah. Janis Joplin, Chrissy Hynde.
Totally.
So
Annie Lennox.
Annie, oh, God, yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
The range. Mm. Your range is insane.
I used to just like stay up all night watching Annie Lennox on MTV. Back when they had videos.
Remember that? First concert ever, Eurythmics. Poplar Creek, 1986.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mine was Wham.
Was it really? With George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley?
It was great. It was great. I love George Michael.
Oh, my God.
Bless his soul.
No kidding, right? So you lived through a lot of like 80s music, you know, growing up. Did you go to a lot of concerts as a kid, too?
I did. Did a lot of like Chicago Fest back in the day with my parents and cousins. Just always around music. It was great. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, we'll let you take a drink there. You're going to play for us again. And again, we're going to talk more about, you got two bands, you got a lot of gigs coming up. Summer is young, even though it's August. So we're talking to Jenny Rockets and more of Jenny's music coming up after this on 720 WGN. Ooh, yeah. Annie Lennox and Aretha Franklin. Thoughts and prayers going out to Aretha Franklin and her family. She is, not said to be doing very well. What a great vocalist, though. I mean, just queen of soul. I mean, she's so, all right. So your style, we heard you play. Your style, I again, it's like blues, rock, soul. Do you try and gear yourself toward a particular genre, or is it just like you play from the heart? And
definitely classic rock is my main influence. Classic rock with some Motown, and I get a little twangy once in a while. So.
I love it. That's Lucinda Williams coming out.
Yeah, maybe that, and little Johnny Cash.
Yeah, big time, big time. So, again, you listened to 80s music growing up, but who are your early inspirations? Who did you hear and think, God, I want to do that someday?
Janis Joplin, Rolling Stones, and even a little later, Mellencamp, Tom Petty, loved all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Led Zeppelin, of course.
Yeah. How about you? Okay, was it last year or the summer before where you opened for Billy Joel at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, we played the park at Wrigley and got to open before his show. How cool was that? Yeah, that was very cool. That's awesome.
Have you always been a Cub fan?
Oh yeah, diehard Cub fan.
So that's kind. That
yeah,
was kind
so
of
that
neat.
Was even better
playing at Wrigley.
Yeah, and I love baseball, so it was all good.
What do you think of the Chicago music scene? I mean, there's so many great bands out there. I mean, of course, your band too. But I mean, are there concerts that, whether it's local or big names, are there concerts when people come to town that you need to see, that you have?
You know,
to see?
I love going and seeing local talent, even local cover bands. There's a great music scene here. I recently got a chance to go see Alice Merton, like right when she came out.
Don't you love her?
Oh, it was great. I got right up front. I took a picture with her after. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a really, really good show and very intimate. You know, you're right in your face.
Right.
That's how I like
Do
it.
Do you like the intimate shows better than the bigger venues?
I'd say yeah. I mean, I like both.
Mm-hmm.
I saw U2 this summer. I saw Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Jack White at Lala. So
I was going to ask, did you go to Lala?
Yeah, there were some good ones, though.
So when you go to Lala, do you have a strategy? Are there, like, bands that you have to see?
You try. You know, a lot of the good ones played early, too, some of the up-and-coming bands. So it's just cool. You just go hang out and keep hydrated, and it's all good.
Oh, God. I give you so much credit for going out there and doing it. Standing shoulder to shoulder.
It was pretty hot.
In the 90 degrees.
It's all right. It's worth it.
All right, so you got a great voice. I mean, you project awesome. We didn't even have to touch the board here with our engineer. He's like, she sounds fantastic, which you do.
Thank you.
Is it, how do you save the voice? How do you save the gift? Like a lot of water?
I don't save it. I'll be lucky for a while, and then, you know, maybe a couple beers or something at a show, and I'll be like a little scratchy, but I just like to keep it au naturel and raw. So
You don't do anything. There's no like lemon water or anything like that.
No, I mean, a little tea or honey once in a while is good. Definitely try to keep hydrated with water.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple beers once in a while don't hurt.
There you go. Now, the Priscilla is all-female band,
yes,
which is awesome. Do you still get people saying, oh, that's so cool, it's an all-girl band?
You guys sound pretty good for girls.
Do you get that
once
seriously?
In a while, still, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. Because I loved growing up the Bangles and the Go-Go's and, you know, just the all female bands. And I'm just surprised that that's still a thing, you know?
Well, all we could do is just keep doing our thing and, you know, have fun and.
Right.
Project our passion for music.
It's true. I was telling you, there's a documentary coming out with Joan Jett in September, and I was watching the trailer, and she said people would throw batteries at them. Again, this is, you know, many years ago, you know, when she 70s. Was a teenager in the 70s. Yeah. But, you know, people were throwing either batteries or water, and I thought, geez, I just can't believe that it's so foreign to me, you know, that honestly, you know, she's better than half the guys out there. So
she's awesome.
She certainly is. I want to talk to you about a lot of you perform at a lot of charity events too.
Sure, yes.
For injured police officers. Rock the Badges,
yes.
You guys just played at.
Rock the Badges, 6 years in a row, and it's just a great event. It benefits the families of fallen police and firefighters. And it's coming again next summer. It's rockthebadges.com if anyone wants to visit and see what it's all about and even donate, you know, during the winter if they want to.
It's a great event.
Yeah, it's a great event.
It really
helps
is.
The families out.
Get involved. Please do. And where can people find out about you and the gigs that you're playing at this for the rest of the summer?
My website is jennyrockus.com. And we're doing Taste of Polonia. We're doing the Bandits this Thursday, the Bandits championship game.
Very cool.
Championship series. And we're doing Fisher Fest out south for the Southsiders.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Got to represent. Got to keep it south too as well. All right, Jenny Rockus, you're going to play another for us?
Sure.
All right, cool. This is Jenny Rockus. Take it away.
This song is called Rotten. It's about the other woman. I'm trying. Now I'm trying to raise the dead. Oh. you're not gonna go and get her. Say you don't wanna breathe in her sand. I don't wanna believe your intent. Such a lovely catch, thinking that she's fresh, but she's rotten. Say I won't go and dig in her garden. Trouble's growing big that you're starting. Now I'm trying to raise the dead. Rewind to the day that we met. Such a lovely catch, thinking that she's fresh, but she's rotten. A friend. It's so hard to hear at 3 a.m. Your knife keeps ripping in. Your lies still dripping off your chin. Such a lovely catch, thinking that she's fresh. Such an ugly mess. I was giving you my best. Such a lovely catch, thinking that she's fresh, but she's rotten.
Woo! You getting the rousing ovation again? From the stadium crowd, it's Jenny Rakus. More after this on 720 WGN. It's 11:36 in the evening. Thanks for being with us. Pat Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is on vacation. Michael spinning the dials. Domati is in news. Esmeralda in traffic. And we are so proud to have in studio Jenny Rakus. Thanks for playing some of your music for us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for staying, too. I know I said I'd get you out of here, but texters are going crazy. They want your website again, by the way, jennyrakus.com.
Jennyrakus.com, JennyRakus.com.
And you're getting a lot of, you sound like Janis Joplin, you sound like Melissa Etheridge. You're getting a lot. Do you hear that a lot when people are like?
And Melissa Etheridge is another big influence for me, for sure. Yeah.
Oh my God, totally.
Yeah.
She would tour. Remember, I mean, she was one of those artists who would tour like a Joan Jett every year, you know? So
I've
that would be always.
I've seen her 20 times.
Have
at
you?
At least, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
She'll have you open for her someday.
That would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You got to come on the Channel 9 News with us, too.
Sounds good.
Excellent. So, Jenny Rakus, you could see you and your band or the Priscillas as well. Priscilla's playing the Taste of Polonia on Friday, August 31st at the Copernicus Center.
Yes.
That's a great venue.
It's fun. Yeah.
I know I asked you this, but do you prefer, I forgot what you said, do you prefer the bigger venues or the smaller venues?
You know, for watching bands, the smaller ones.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how about performing?
Performing, I love the summer scene, playing outside. I just love that.
Doesn't get too hot?
No, I don't mind it being hot. I love the summer.
Do you have the fans set up? Do you have roadies?
Well, I wish. Anyone who wants to volunteer.
Right. Michael, you could be a roadie for the Priscillas. Michael plays as well.
Oh, great.
Michael, yeah. You're self-taught.
Yeah, I really love your music. It sounds great. And you can hear those Melissa Etheridge tones coming through. And I love the lyrics. You have a great one about the sipping on the... What is it? From the first one?
Sipping
on some grain to hide the pain.
I'm going to swig some grain.
Yes.
To hide the pain, right?
Yes. That one sticks with me. So I love the songwriting you bring to the table too. And if you need a roadie or somebody to sell merch, you got my number.
Appreciate it. And by the way, that song is free for download on
JohnnyRockets.com
right now. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
It's called Why Do I Wait, and it's free when you sign up for the email.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I got to do that. I like that song a lot. You shouldn't give it away.
Anyway, I'll give it to you anyway.
Right? I'll put a link in the podcast.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that up to the podcast, which you can hear all of this on WGNRadio.com and on JohnnyRockets.com. Will you play one more before you take off?
Sure.
All right, here we go. It's Jenny Rockets live in studio.
I'll get a little twangy for you this time.
Okay, good.
This song is called That Hold. It's when you finally get over that person who has that hold on you. That hold you used to have on me has been released. That old glue that's been grabbing me is now been greased. I told you I'd be hammering it piece by piece to try to break it down, that hold. Well, I'm on your lazy Susan spinning round and round, depending on the booze and you're choosing who goes down. You say you wanna savor my buffet. Well, I ain't gonna be your flavor of the day. Oh no, cause that hold you used to have on me has been released. That old glue that's been grabbing me is now being greased. Well, I told you I'd be hammering it piece by piece to try to break it down, that hold. You held a hand that waited for that band of gold. Another year I stand as your end demand, and I'm growing old. You had the nerve to let my loving linger. So here's a longer version of my ringless finger. Cause that hold you used to have on me has been released. That old glue that's been grabbing me is now being greased. Well, I told you I'd be hammering it piece by piece to try to break it down, that hold. All right. You had some time to think of how you done me wrong, but I learned to shine and I'm feeling fine as I sing my song. You're frowning cause you say it's me you miss. Well, let me turn around and I give you something to kiss. Woo! Cause that hold you used to have on me has been released. That old glue that's been grabbing me is now being greased. Well, I told you I'd be hammering it piece by piece to try to break it down, that hole. To try to break it down, that hole. To try to break it down, that hole. Yeah.
Woo! Jenny Rockets. Jenny, thank you for coming in.
This
was awesome. Thanks for playing. And again, JennyRockets.com. Go see Jenny. She's going to be performing. And also the Priscillas as well. You can see them in 2 days at the Bandits Tailgate Championship Series in Rosemont. So thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Best of luck. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
More after this on GN.